on wagon beds, you know. And sometimes the beds would have these places in them like that. And they would lose cotton. And he'd go along where they lost that cotton and pick it up. And he'd go, and he did that for about 2 or 3 years. And he'd just pack it up. And you know, he got a half a bale of cotton. Well, folks had done threw it away. You know, the waste off his wagon.
Yes, sir.
He got a half a bale of cotton. And he believed in tracking, you know, beavers and things like that. He'd go down on the creek and trap beavers. And back in them days, when I was rather young, but you know, a lot of wild hogs was out.
Yes, sir.
And they would, he would catch them, you know, kill those hogs. And get them and eat them, we'd eat them. Just like it would be the same, but they were wild. And so, he loved it. They loved it to raise sugar cane. And he raised a lot of sugar cane in his town. And made syrup. And so he does. Have plenty of syrup because he raised a lot of sugar cane.
Homemade syrup, pretty good.
Oh, it's really good. Homemade syrup, it's really good. The cane and the sorghum, too, is two kinds. And, well, it's more. It's two kinds of ribbon cane and two kinds of sorghum that you can make in all of. It's really good. But you don't find that now. They don't quit now around here. Because when I married in a family, the last marriage, the man, he had a syrup mill. And they would make syrup. And this time of year they'd be making syrup from sorghum. Then they go into the river cane. When it get a little later, they would strip the cane and put it in a syrup.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any difference between syrup and molasses?
It's all the same. But they, you know, they're similar. But it's all the same. Because I ain't know nobody makes certain and make molasses too.
You make one, you make both of them.
Make all of it. But you know, that's just a name for it to have. Syrup. You know, that come in this modern age, used to be molasses. That's what used to be.
Right. So your grandfather was a farmer? Would that be right?
Yes, he was a farmer.
Do you know anything about his schooling? Did he ever say anything about it?
He couldn't even read and write. I couldn't, you know, say that he had any schooling. He couldn't even read and write.
Did you know his wife, your grandmother?
I knew his last wife, but my grandmother, his grandmother, she was dead before I was born.
Your real grandmother, was she born down in Hayside too?
No, she come from Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
And she was a housewife?
As far as I know, she was a housewife. You know, they farmed. Back in them times, they farmed. And if the people, whoever it was, that it had to go and work in the field. When it got big enough to work, you know, they'd have to go to the field.
Yes, ma'am.
Back in those days, but now, these days, the time, folks do the field, and I don't
know.
Can I?
Go ahead.
I worked on, my husband had a farm. You know, I worked on the farm. I'd fly, hold, snake logs.
What does that mean?
Snake logs. Hitch a log to the chain. And the mule hits him to it and let him pull it. I don't believe you know nothing more than I do.
Not that. That's why I'm doing this. Learn something.
Oh, you snake them and they had what they call roller blocks. They had tongs that you hook in each end of those blocks. And they would roll. And they had a mill over at Brent called the Grimes Mill.